Joseph reveals himself. Now Joseph could no longer control his feelings in the presence of all those standing by, and he called out, "Leave my presence, everyone!" And only his brothers were with him when Joseph made himself known to them. He wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard, and the news spread through Pharaoh's house. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" And his brothers could not answer, because they were terrified at seeing him. Joseph said, "Come closer." And they drew nearer. "I am Joseph, your brother. Yes, it's me, the one you sold to the Egyptians. Now don't grieve and reproach yourselves for selling me, because God has sent me before you to save your lives. It's 2 years since famine has been in the land, and there will be another 5 years without tilling and without harvest. God has sent me ahead of you to make our race survive there and to save many of you. So it was not you, but God who sent me here and made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of his household, and ruler also of all the land of Egypt. Go back quickly to my father, and say to him, 'Joseph, your son sends you this message. God has made me lord of all Egypt, so come down to me without delay. You shall live in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and your herds, all that you have. And there I will provide for you, for there will be 5 more years of famine, lest you and your household and all who belong to you be in need. Now you can see for yourselves, and your brother Benjamin can see, that it's I, myself, who speak to you. You will tell my father of the glory I have in Egypt, and of all that you have seen. Go quickly and bring my father down here." Joseph then threw his arms around Benjamin and wept. Then weeping, he kissed and embraced his brothers, and they began to talk with him. Then he sent his brothers away, and as they left, he said, "Don't quarrel on the way." They returned from Egypt and came back to Jacob, their father, in Canaan. They told him, "Joseph is alive, and he is the ruler of all Egypt." Jacob was stunned, for he could not believe them. But they told him all that Joseph had said, and showed him the wagons that Joseph sent to carry him. Then Jacob's spirit revived, and he said, "It's enough. My son Joseph is alive. I will go and see him before I die."